We are learning Maseches Nos at Avdalam and Beis, and we up to the Mishnah on Avdalam Aleph on the bottom Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ma bein Nosa Olam Nosa Shimshin." What is the difference in the halacha between Nosa Olam and Nosa Shimshin? So the Mishnah tells us, "Nosa Olam Hichbid Sairo." If your hair gets too heavy, too much, too big, Mekel Batar. You could be Mekel with a Tar. But maybe shows behemoths. Whenever you take a haircut, you have to bring the three kabbalas. You have to bring three behemoths. I mean, it's usually a nazir, it's not just thing that because you're not allowed to take a haircut, so it's not just thing. Here, there's halacha. You're allowed to take a haircut, but you have to bring three kabbalas when you take the haircut. Vim nitma, if you come to maybe karbatoma like a regular nazir. But nazir shimshin hichbet sari mekel. You never cut your hair. Vim nitma, and we have a karbatoma. And if you come tame, you don't bring karbatoma. It sounds like you're not become tamil chatchila. We'll see tomorrow. We'll deal with that, but. It says, you don't bring a carbon toma. Now, when it says, what does that mean? So, Taisus says that, look at Taisus, four lines on the bottom. You can't cut your hair legamri. Kav shalom. Shalom was an example of an ozzy oilam. Shlagilach legamri. How do you know it wasn't gilach legamri? Because he got caught, when he died, he got caught by his hair. So, you see, even though he took a haircut every so often on stealing Maram Abayis, but still, his hair was long enough to be caught. Because he never cut his hair completely. Now, what exactly does that mean? So one of the ways to learn is that the halacha is, when a nazir takes a haircut, he takes his whole head completely, even his payas. That means it's doicha, the lav of akafa. But the din that you make a batar, you cannot be over lav akafa, you can leave the payas. So you never cut the payas. That's a make a batar. You make the thing, but you don't take off the payas. You leave the payas. Therefore, the payas just keeps on growing, and that's very long. Or it just means you don't cut all your hair. Now the shayla is have you dafka bitar? What about a scissor? So the Michas Chinuch already deals with both these shayla. It says v'ine das toisus the Michas Chinuch is mitzvah shinsa mechas. V'ine das toisus the dalam aleph the mekel bitar dafka mekel sairev. V'ainu gan kol sairev. Over that kafah klal. But also the galeach roishay heimatam nazir heimatam a kafah rak mekel. First of all, it's nazir, you can't cut all his hair, and even now it's a kafah also. And he says. So he says, right there, he says, what you want to know, the gam of the retaisis, they ain't rak mekel, tarchi, and mashanaka batar, which is a razor, who dafka, because kosarach tar, kamay, nikagalachas tar, or lav dafka, but tarchi. We'll see later on, there's a rosh who says dafka tar, and the reason why you need dafka tar would be to, you should remember that you should dafka be mekel and not take off all the hair, therefore they would give you halacha to be makbid, to dafka use a tar, but upon him, that's the clear over here, if dafka tar or not. Zokta Gemara. Noza oilam man de kashmir. Mr. says, ma be noza oilam noza shimshin. So it's a good thing I gave you akdam about noza oilam. But if not, you say, noza oilam? Who's talking about whoever, we go straight to nafkamino, what is a noza oilam? So Gemara says, you're right. Chsuri mechzer, balakdami. Hoi meri noza oilam, is a noza oilam. Ma be noza oilam noza shimshin. Noza oilam hikbet sari meka batar. A noza oilam, if he gets, his hair gets too, grows too much, too overgrown, he make a batar. Or maybe Shalos Behemoth brings three behemoths. Vim nitma, Tzalacha Moshe Rishina, they bring three behemoths when he cuts his hair. He brings the Chatos, the oil and Ashlam. And Vim nitma, maybe carbon tumma. Noz Shimshin, Hikbet Sari, Ene Meikam Atar. He cannot cut his hair. But Eno, he maybe carbon tumma. He doesn't bring carbon tumma. So Gemara makes a Diyak. What?
How do we speak that Stan called
him? How do we know what?
How do
you know? That's the Pasuk in the Torah. It says, someone comes to Nazir, it says, there's a darshan from the word Yeha, it's 30 days. And, what? We're going with that. It's the next mission, the Pehem and Aleph. It says, Stam Zir, Slam Adyoim. What? Before that, yeah, the mission mentioned Nidl Shem Shem Shem, before mentioned the more details of Nazir. Yeah, I guess we want to get it out of the way before we speak about Barichas, all the Nazirs. Hakaponim. Ve'ini ve'evin carbon tova. So what was the deal? Carbon who loy maisi. Another shimshin doesn't bring a carbon. Av nazir is chayil ala, but there is a iser tuma chal. Is the nazir of tuma to be chal. That's what it sounds like. Like loshin av nazir is chal. As shver loshin. Look at Taisus. Second line says kolim kol inish osl tuma is lemaisi mechatila. But it is chal iser. So money must isim loy Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Our mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. Tanut and Abraisa. Rabbi Yehuda imer. Nazir shimshin mutl tama lemaisim. Rabbi Yehuda says that Nozer Shimshin is Latabi, it's Mutter Lechatkil of Matavel Mason. She came and seen him with Shimshin Shinit, but we found Shimshin was Matavel Mason. The Gemara at the end of the Amud will try to look for Makar for that. Rav Shimon Aymer, Ha'im Nozer Shimshin, Loyal Maklum. Rav Shimon says, no, it doesn't even work. Nozer Shimshin, Loyal Maklum. Shimshin never became a Nozer. The Malach said that you should practice like a Nazir. We never said a rainy Nazir, and neither did his father make him a Nazir. And therefore, since he's not a Nazir, so he's not a Dover HaNadir, he's not someone who became a Nazir Al Yidei HaNadir, and therefore there's no Atfasa by saying, I am like Shimshon. He's not a Dover HaNadir. So there's Machlaikis here. Rav Yehuda says, Nazir Shimshon is Mutl Tam HaMeisim. Rav Shimshon says, no such thing as Nazir Shimshon. So who's our Mishnah like? Money. E Rav Yehuda. Is our Mishnah Rav Yehuda? Our Mishnah says that it's also lechatchila to metamel meisim, and Rudy says, "I feel lechatchila, it's mutter to metamel meisim." When we see Tzuktani im nitma, it says only if you became tamei, you don't bring a carbon, you're not be tamei. So must be Rav Shimon. You're Rav Shimon. I'm lechayla like the klal. It's not chal at all. So the Gemara, loyla, I'm Rav Yehudi. It's really Rav Yehuda, and that means really it's mutter letamel meisim for Nazir Shimshon to metamel meisim. But since it says by Nazir Olam Im Nitma, and there you have bring a carbon, Tanani Gavin Nazir Shimshon Im Nitma. When this Nazir Shimshon says Im Nitma, even though Be'etzim could have said Mutter L'Tame. Makaponim, we have a Chagas here, Rav Yudim Shimon, if Nazir Shimshon, if you say Iranian Nazir Nazir Shimshon is a Chal or not. So after Gemara, Lema plugged the Tanai Tanayim Kamifiki. Maybe the Machlaikis Tanayim of Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is totally in the following machlekes tanoim that we had in Masechtas Nedarim. The Tanan or the Tanya, into the Brisa, if someone says, Harei like a Bechar, Harei like a Lavdavka, means you said on a kikar, there was a nice, beautiful, big challah sitting there, and you said, this challah should be like the other challah. That's how it should be. This challah should be like the other challah. This challah should be like this Bechar. There's a Bechar sitting here, so this challah should be like a Bechar. Now the question is on the Bechar, is a carbon. Usually a carbon is davar hanadar, and it's like a neder. But this bechar, remember, is a firstborn. It becomes a bechar by itself. It's not a davar hanadar. So that's the shaila here. I said this challah should be like this bechar. Is that enough to be called hatfasa bedavar hanadar? Hatfasa means that I'm saying this thing should be like a davar hanadar, something that's a neder. Rabbi Yaakov says davar hanadar. So what's the bir machlekes? Pasha's bir machlekes. Do you need a davar hanadar or not? My love, Rabbi Yehuda holds by Nazir Shimshon that it's chal, Shavla Rabbi Yaakov that it's chal by Bechar also because you don't need Dava Anadar. The Amalai bin Dava Anidar. Rabbi Shimon that holds that Nazir Shimshon is not chal says, you know why you need Dava Anadar? Shavla Rabbi Yaisi, don't be Dava Anidar. And just like Bechar is not chal, same thing, there's Nazir Shimshon is not chal. So Mamish, the two machlekes will tell each other. Basically saying, that's the beer machlekes really by us, by Naziris, is, do you need Dava Anadar or not? Just like by Bechar, the machlekes need Dava Anadar. So Mamish says, no. Look, the Kuli Alam need Dava Anadar. The Kuli Alam need Dava Anadar. Everywhere. And we'll explain the machlekes, tomorrow we'll explain the machlekes by Bechar. What's the machlekes by Naziris? That the Gemara does not explain. So the Rosh has three pshatim, why Rabbi Yehuda allows Nazir Shimshon, even though everyone agrees need Dava Anadar. Pshat number one is, which we'll see the Gemara Akash later on about that. But from the Pasuk Lashem, it says, Noz Noz Lashem, Noz Lahaz Lashem, I think it's Lashem. And therefore, from that Lashem, we dash in the word extra Lashem, that it means even, it says, Kiafi Linda Neder Noz Lahaz Lashem, we dash in even if, even Azir Shimshon. That's one pshat. Pshat number two of the Rosh is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shimshon was with Kabbal and Zeris when he came of age. Avraham Malach said he has to practice as a Nazir from when he's born, but when he got to right the age that he can be Kabbal and Zeris, he's with Kabbal and Zeris. So he was Dava Nadar. Third Pshat was that Benoyach was Madiroi. Like the Gemara says, Dav Chavches, that a Ish Madir as Benoy, Benazir, a father can make his son a Nazir. That's what happened by Benoyach. So therefore it's called Dava Nadar. Back upon him, Kuli Yamini Dava Nadar. So the Gemara is explaining, what's the Machlekes Bechar? Vishani Gabechar. Even though Bechar is not Dava Nadar, Dichsiv Bey Lashem LeRabbis says a Bechar. It says in the pasuk Ish Ki Yina Nidar Neder Lashem. It's Marbe Bechar is called Dava Anadar. Rabbi Yosi Amalach Hu Lashem Mebeli Rabbis Chatas Vasham. It's coming to Marbe Chatas Vasham. I'm going to say why do you need Marbe Chatas Vasham? It's a pasuk Dava Anadar Chatas Vasham. That can do a pasuk Chatas Vasham. It's pasuk Dava Anadar. What do you need that for? Zok Taisvis. That you would think Dafka Elo Shlomo Abam the Dava have a Dava Anadar. Zok Taisvis. Al Chatas Vasham Abam Bechayva. You would think it's not called Dava Hanader. Kamash Mal Hashem, that's called Dava Hanader. Well, my role is to Rabbis Chaz V'Asham Hoitzis B'char. Why are you being Marv Chaz V'Asham and Moitzis B'char? Marv and Chaz V'Asham, Shkeim Atfisam B'Neder, because that Lamaisa, you are shafting the Chalois. You are making, you are creating that carbon with your Neder. Moitzis B'char, Shkeim Atfisam B'Neder. It happens by itself. It's Kodesh V'Rechem. It doesn't happen from you. So pshat in the Man Yomo says that's mutter holds that I says Lashem, the Marva Bechara, the Yaakov said. No, he says, no, it's Marva Chatas Vashem, which is the Dovah Shemachayva. What's the Marva Chatas Vashem? That happens through Ayin Eder. Bechara is not through Ayin Eder, therefore it's not called Dovah Ayin Eder. So what's the Marva Yaakov? Yaakov Amalach Bechara Nami Matvisa Ben Ederhu. It's also Matvisa Ben Eder. Tainat and Abraisa. Shall base Arena Omru, Menayin Lenoel Adloi Bechara Mesech Edroi. How do you know that when you have a Bechara born in your flock, Shemitzvah Lo Avlakdisha, that you should be Makdishit, Shinema Azochar Takdish, that you should be Makdishit. We dash and tukdash. You should makdash it. Rav Yosi Amalach, he the mitzvah like this. You're right, mitzvah like this. He loy makdash the wasta halacha. Mila kaddish, it's kaddish. So therefore, don't tell me that's the davar nadav. So bottom line is like this: we need davar nadav. What's the biyam machlekes by bechar? Rav Yaakov holds that Lashem is marba bechar. I had it. Why has to have some kind of pshat? There is since you the mitzvah to makdash it, it's called davar nadav a little bit. Rav Yosi says no that. Rabbi says no, that's not called davar nadav. That happens by itself. Davar Lashem is going to marry bechatas v'ashem. That's called davar nadav. I can ask you, what do you need a pasuk for that? Even though it's a chayva, it's still called davar nadav. That's what Tosfos explains. So we're coming, including davar nadav, and we explained before by nezirus the machlokes says the manim says not chal says because it's not davar nadav. Rabbi Yehuda says it is chal holds it is davar nadav because maybe he did it himself or from the ribu Lashem, which the Gemara is going to ask right now. Afraid to marry kasha, God knows the name of Lashem. Just like Rabbi Yaakov is marbe bechor to be called davar nadav, by nazir also Hashem she marbe nazir shimshim. So my answer is another famous Gemara from Masechtas Nedarim. Who in boiler like a tag looked in the brisa. Omar Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik said, "Miyomai lo yachalti oshem nazir tomei." My life, I never ate from a oshem nazir tomei because usually I don't like eating from that. Because usually it means someone who became tomei, he probably has charata on the whole naziris. I never ate from his oshem. I eat from other Ashamas, but not Asham Nazir, because usually if he has to extend, because Lachar is the Nazir, becomes Tami, he has to restart his whole thing, he's going to have Charata, and therefore he's in private Taya or Shinus. He has Charata on his whole Naziris. So I never ate from the Asham. Chutz, Ma'adam Echad, Shabbat Yalayim and Adarim, some person came to me from the south, Yufei Anayim, beautiful eyes, a Toy Roy, beautiful complexion, Vikavuchai says to his Lord to tell him, he had beautiful hair as well. You have to take a haircut. You're making yourself like a cucumber now, completely taking your whole head off, all hair off. Why are you doing that? I was a shepherd with my father in my city. I went and went to shep water out of the spring. And I looked at my complexion. And my Yetzer wanted to overtake me. And he wanted to take me away from this world. He wanted to make me do averus. Why are you being miscalled in a world that's not yours? Specifically, it's Rima Viseleya. There's a world where you're going to one day become worms. Every person dies, at least by 100, he's dead. There's already some worms in the ground. What are you wasting your life? I'm going to cut my hair. I went ahead and gave him a kiss on his head. That there should be a lot of Nazirim like you to show. So you see this idea that the idea of making a Naziris Lashem, to be Lashem, that's the vart of making such a Naziris. A Naziris Lashem, that's where we learned from Lashem, there's this idea of a real Naziris Lashem Shemayim. I actually heard from Rabbi Sruli Bornstein, the Gishmak Pshat. You know, every Nazir, why does it become a Nazir? So the Gemara says, we had it really on that base, that you see a soita b'kakula, yaza atzman ayayin. You see a soita b'kakula, you should become a nazir. On that, Rav Shimon didn't say, wow, this is a great nazir. Only on this case. This case, yeah, well, both of them are doing Hashem Shemaim. He was doing Hashem Shemaim. He saw someone b'kakula, and he said, I don't want to do averis, I want to do this. Same exact idea, what's the tarot? So he said, pshad, v'shmak pshad. That there, he saw someone else's fault. Someone else's fault, that's why he became a nazir. That's okay, it's a big madrega, but you're seeing someone else's faults. This guy didn't only see anyone else. He looked at himself. He said, look at me. I am the one who's not doing the right thing. I'm the one who has to be scared. He looked at himself and he became an Ozzy. That's the way he became an Ozzy. Not looking at other people's problems. Look at yourself first. That you become an Ozzy that way, that's already a big madrega. The other type of Ozzy is a big madrega. Zok to Gemara Vaitim. One more Gemara. You like the Pshat Maishi? Vishimshin. Lav ned nod hava. Shimshin wasn't another. Talk about another. But Chassid said in the pasuk, "Kinezir elikim yia narmin abetem." It says he's going to be a nazir elikim from when he's a baby. And for the Gemara, Hasam Malachu de Kamar. The other Malach is the one who said it. And we said maybe Rabbi Huda argues like from the Rosh. So we said from the Rosh, three pshat of Rabbi Huda argues. Either he holds that he was a Kabbal himself, or his father was a Kabbal for him, or we said in Marva from the word Lashem. It said that Rabbi Yehuda said that Mutal Tamil Mason. Why? Where do you find his Tamil Mason? Elaim Rechsev, it says in the Pasuk that he says, Belechi Achamar, with a jaw of a Achamar, a Casey Elef Ish, I killed 1,000 people. So you see, he touched 1,000 dead people. So you see, he became Tamil. Then we're no, Dumla Guru Yigaribu. He threw it at them from far. He didn't touch them. Belenagu, we didn't touch them. He killed 30 people. He took off the clothing. And usually, if you take someone's clothing off, you'll touch them. That's the Pasuk Pshat. They usually, when you take the clothing off, you'll touch them. Therefore, you see, he was a Tamil Mason. Maybe he took off the clothing first, then killed them. It says, then v'yikach. It says, first he killed them, then he took it. But maybe he gave him a knockout punch, and not mamash goysim, like the Taisa speaks out, because goysim also, but it means, right, they were about to die, then he took off the clothing, v'yach, gave him a clap, and then he took off the clothing. So Mar says, El Gemara, Gemirula, it's Halacha Mosh Messina, we have a Kabbalah that he was Metama Lemesim, and he was Metama, he first killed him, then took off the clothing. That was the way we had a Kabbalah. And Tosh speaks out, even though Kibre Mechavim not Metama, but touching him is Metama. So you see that Nazar Shimshin is allowed to be Metama Lemesim. That was a Rehuda Zeraya, because when he killed those people, he took off their clothing.